I am Meenakshi,
mm-hmm.
living only 40 years in Auroville. I came in 1976, and I know Yatra Srinivasan as a school kid.
My name is Yatra Srinivasan. I am from Kuilapalayam village. So I've grown up in this village. So I know Meenakshi Akka, her school, and Tamil seminars, and many scholars. She invites and conducts functions. So those days when I was studying in colleges, I used to attend in her functions. And yeah, listens to this Tamil scholar speech and literature and all. Yeah, I've grown in her place and learned many things from Tamil literature and so many things in my life. And I have Yatra Arts Foundation. We have Bharatanatyam classes and painting classes and theater. We do with a team of village youths. And we travel and do performance on social and health issues. And I slowly involved in making films, short films and documentaries. But my inspiration is Meenakshi Akka. And for a long time, I had an aspiration to write stories, short stories. So I've been writing a documentary film, short film stories and theater. But short stories is something different. So this is my first book, which has been helped and supported a lot by Akka. And all my corrections and titles, and she has given a lot of support and to release this book, to come up to publish this book. So it's a wonderful moment. And
Srinivasan comes from Kuilapalayam, he said. Kuilapalayam means a village full of koil birds. In Hindu mythology, koil bird means the Jivatma singing to reach Paramatma. So it's a wonderful name. The very village name is very poetic. And we have a village, the cultural center, Irumbai, very close to Auroville, just 1 kilometer west of Auroville. And there the name of the mother goddess herself is Mother's Voice with the Koil Bird. So this area is full of koil birds. So already there is a preparedness in the soil waiting to reach the Paramatma, the great divine. So it's the land of Siddhas. Everywhere you find people talking about the Siddhas. Siddhas means realized souls. And they were wandering here. They were giving them classes. And they were in silence. They came as thunder. They came as lightning. And so this land is full of Siddhas, the realized souls. Maybe that's why the mother has chosen this particular plateau to have Auroville, the city of dawn, the city for future. And Yatra Srinivasan has dug out materials from this ancient land. What has happened in this last 50 years maybe? It's the right time because Auroville is also 50. And he has seen his grandparents, parents, and his own colleagues and peer group and his children. How these four generations living as agrarian community, and then slowly entering into the industrial life, and how the urbanization enters into their life, and then what has happened to their lands, the red soil lands where they were growing peanuts and later cashew and later casuarina, and what has happened to their life externally and also internally inside their village community. So he has chosen beautiful situations, and in this book, Yatra Srinivasan short stories, I find most of the characters are still walking around, or I have met them in my 40 years in these villages, and they are very living, and they are wonderful. I don't know how he caricatured them. such a lively way. So I'm going to ask him, how could you get these characters in your book? Or did you work for a long time, or just a particular moment you started writing about everybody?
Akka, when I was from childhood, I've been watching and noticing the situations in my village. All these green memories I stored, somehow I used to write theater and all. So even in theater, I get the live characters. Instead of fantasy, I always just go and take the real situation which happened. It gives more effect.
Very
to the
realistic.
Realistic. Yeah. Mm. So this, I used to always enact or adopt this type of scenes in my play. But this particular short stories, which I have observed in my own village around Auroville by origin, Aromandalam, which you say, the room.
Chamman Mandalam, Aromandalam.
Aromandalam, yes. Aromandalam. Those villages, I used to travel a lot from Auroville Health Center to perform street plays.
You served in Health Center also. Before that, you were in Auralak.
Yes.
And working there and learned some technology. And then you moved to Health Center. Started working with the late Dr. Asamtha.
Exactly.
I remember that.
Exactly, Doctor. Exactly, Akka. Mm. So from there, I just traveled with the villagers. And then I observe the life of the village and the characters of the village. And different situations happened. So those memories I had. But I have a lot of aspirations to write a nice short stories. Mm. So I have enacted from my neighbors, my family and other part of the village from near Auroville and my own relatives. Mm. So those scenes, those real situations which has affected in my heart somehow. Okay, this has to be written. Yes. And more people to read this and get something interested from this type of stories. Mm. So or somehow... as you said that it's touching and the live. So because of the realistic stories, so there is a live in it, and on top, there is a truth in it.
Yes.
Everything is truth. There is very less fantasy by enacted the real characters and I absorb what I read around the region.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly as you mentioned, appreciated in your introduction, the local language of the people, Bonur next to Auroville Taluk, Bonur Taluk and Vilupuram district, those people's local language, local slang, I've mentioned. So
there I want to say something. Tamil is more than 5,000 years old on records, but it's much more older. But our first grammar book is 3,000 years old, Tolkapiyam. That refers to Agathiyam and other grammar books which were available during that time, but we have lost in the deluge or big tsunami. But Tolkapiyam talks about grammar of life, where I see there's folk literature and classical literature. And the folk literature, you have a lot of proverbs and puzzles and singing while they are working. A lot of folk singing is there still. And you know, the man, when he wants to be more with the earth, then you get the folk element. The folk literature. When the man wants to more search higher, then the classical literature comes. And in your book, I find this man-earth relationship to a very great extent. It's really folk literature. And so, for me, I have met the great Tamil folk storyteller and folk story writer, Mr. Kira. K. Rajanarayanan. He is only 96 years old and he is still living in Pondicherry. But he used to write about the black loamy soil between Virudhunagar to Kovilpatti, that area.
Yes.
And it's very rich in culture, literature, and he has taken the folk element. Still, his pot is full, even he's 96, even today, he's writing about the people who lived there, who has enjoyed their living, and the pleasures and the pains and the success and the failures, and how they adopted the land, how they have changed the land, how they see the land as their mother aspect, mother element, and how they want to go along with it. And so that kind of soul experience I have seen at least 30% in your short stories. And I'm sure you will grow more and more. And did you meet Sri Rajana Ranji?
Yes, Saka. We went and we got an appointment with him the day. And I took my one of the short story, our book. Then I met him and he was so happy. I got the blessings from the senior legend writer. And he has gone through the book and then he's so happy. And it was a nice moment.
Sino, I want to appreciate you for the rural dialect with a very special effect, which is very much of this region you have brought out. I find that rustic honesty and simplicity in the stories. And I'm living here 40 years, maybe for the first time, and 21st century, someone has brought a collection of such writing in this Auroville region. And so I really thank you for bringing such a wonderful book. And Kapilan Padipaham, they are the publishers. You have worked so close with Arunan, the publisher, who is also young.
Yes.
And we are all members of a self-appreciating club, which is called Amedi Kural, Voice of Peace, Friends of Auroville. Every first Saturday of the English month, we meet and share our rich experiences, what is happening around us. Then one of the meetings, one critic, what is this? All the time we are meeting and talking and nothing coming out. What's the use of only talking? Then you said, I have my book is ready. If someone is willing to publish, I am willing to give my book for publication. Then immediately Kapilan Arunan said, I will publish the book. So it is from our Amedi Kural group, the Voice of Peace, Friends of Auroville group. This great effort has been taken, and I was watching you people working so hard to get it materialized. To I know in English there's a lot of regional Sussex novels or Wessex novels like that I have read when I was in school. Like these are regional stories which is really touching the soul of the soil, and you are talking about the children of the soil. And one thing I want to appreciate much more, because I have read all your stories.
Tell me.
You have given a lot of importance to the women folk of this region. How they sing together, how they dance together, how they cook together, how they go to temples together, and also how they fight and express all their grievances and agitations, and also how they withdrawn, go inside and in silence. So the various moods of women you have captured very well. As a leading woman poetess of Tamil Nadu, I appreciate.
Oh, thank you.
And so your observation is very much appreciated. I also discussed with some other writers of this region who have read your book. They like your Tamil style. And it's your first book, but still there's a maturity.
Yes. Oh, and I've learned from you, Ka. I've learned from you, and
and also, one more thing I want to appreciate, the line drawing you have used. You tell me something about the painter
you
were artist.
Yeah. When we wanted to publish this book, each short story, why don't we have an illustration? From the story, we can illustrate one scene of the character, the situation. So, yeah, the publisher Arunan also recommended this. Oh, it's a fantastic idea. Why don't we go with that? Then immediately I thought, Mr. Ravi, he has been awarded for artistic his service as a Kalai Mamani award from Pondicherry
government. State award.
State awardee. Mm. So he's a very good friend of mine, and he runs an organization, Sun Fine Art Academy. He used to conduct camps and teach paintings and all. So I approached him. Sir, we have 15 short stories. Could you illustrate for each story one nice scene?
Situation
for the story. Mm. He says, why not? Sure. Then we discussed which scene we can pick it up from the particular story. Then I explained. Then he has done a very nice, beautiful line drawing. From the left side and right side, the story starts. So readers just take one story. When they open the book, they can see the situation, the characters, the situation, how it likes. Then they will get into the story. So they have that feel from the picture, from the drawing, and they're really deep into the story when they read. So I have to thank to Mr. Ravi for make this wonderful.
So that way it's very good.
Yeah.
And your Yatra stories, cover page has some special colorful drawing. Can you tell something about that? Describe.
Yes. The cover story. Yeah. Cover painting. Yes.
Colorful. Nice.
Yeah. Mm. One of my brother, his name is Oshiva. He's a painter. So I think the line painting, I gave assignment to my friend Ravi, Mr. Ravi. Mm. And I can give this to my brother as an he's a professional artist, and he has a lot of exhibitions conducted exhibitions, landscape mainly. He interested in landscape.
Many one-man show he has done.
So I thought in my mind, I think about my elder daughter. She has learned my painting class. I'm painting from my brother. And she was in situations of what she wants to study. She has completed +2 and she's in a very stress moment. Whether I go to study as an MBBS doctor or teacher or any other courses like that. So I thought, she used to paint already a few paintings in his exhibition also. So I gave this assignment, she's a little bit stressed. I asked my daughter, Priya, would you like to make a nice painting? Because this story is about our red soil, our Auroville bioregion villages. So just what the picture you get in mind, and palm trees. Or she says that, palm trees, the path, the red soil thing, and dry land and block art. Or such a situation, she says, it's your freedom. Make it. Then I diverted her mind, because she was just thinking about her future, certain things. So immediately she took this thing.
Just a 17-year-old teenager. She has made the cover drawing.
Yes.
And so she's a kid from our red soil region.
Yes.
And only thing is that striking is bullock art is nowhere to be seen here. And you remember 15 years ago, I made a bullock art
from Marakanam
to Dindivanam.
Yeah.
And we made a project of wooden wheel bullock art with finance support from UNESCO. We did a project for them. So now nowhere to be seen a wooden wheel bullock art. So this gives immediately the days of
those ancient,
60s, 70s.
Exactly.
And the 80s, before this fuel
tractors
and all the two-wheelers, cars, trucks coming in. And so that gives a real rustic scene. So the cover is wonderful.
She has made with the oil painting with the canvas. And I think she worked more than 6 days.
So it's a very nice very dawn. That is
to
towards the city of dawn. I could say a nice sunrise.
Yeah.
And so it's a very good cover, and also at the back, description about yourself.
Yes.
And
Akka, you have written that nice description. Thank you.
Yeah. And so that introduction about Yatra Srinivasan, where I have to add something. Your father was working in the handmade paper unit in Quillapalayam long ago. And he's a very great binder. And
you have mother.
Yes, met Darshan. Mother. And he's a great link as one of the elderly advisors, spokesmen of the village, Mr. Yerumalai, and your mother. They are still enjoying you writing and the granddaughter drawing. So I have seen three generations.
Oh.
You have made this work possible. And I think on behalf of Oruvil Tamil Heritage Center, I have to appreciate your family's effort to link Oruvil and the neighboring Tamil Mandalam.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Yatra Srinivasan.
Thank you so much, Ka. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have written all these things. I have, where is the way to publish? So immediately, I just spoke to Akka. And then Kabilan Padipakam from Arunan. So two people wouldn't be supported. This book may not be possible. So it was a great, very gratitude, and I'm very thankful to Akka, because all my days when I was in arts field, you are a great inspiration to me.
So the function is happening. The book launch
Ilangar
is
Hill
happening
Education
in our
Center.
Ilangar Hill Education Center on Thursday. So we welcome all our listeners and audience from Oruvil and neighborhood.
Yes.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Ka.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you to Oruvil Radio to interview us about this book launch in Ilangar Hill Education Center in Oruvil.
So sooner or later, you have to get help to translate that in English, French, and other international languages. So people from all over the world have a chance to know what is this rustic short stories from Tamil land of Oruvil region.
Great idea. We would do that.